Lilinishmas Abamura Zichrono Livracha. We're in Siman Tav Pei Dalet, discussing someone who wants to have his own Seder and also go to other people's homes to help them with their Seder as well. So yesterday we learned one approach, that first you finish up until the end of the third cup in your own home after the benching, then you go help the other people do their Seder. Then you come home when you finish. You come home and finish Hallel in the fourth cup. Oh, then the Shulchan Aruch continues. V'boi l'akdume l'hanoch batei b'resha. If you want to go to the other homes first, then b'rikuhu v'lo elchiu v'lo time. You can say the brachas for them without eating. Why can't you eat? Because it's asur to eat before your own kiddush. It's asur to eat before your own kiddush. And if you had a mind to eat with them, you'd have to have a kezias and bent, and that's not going to work. So you help them with their brachas without eating, and then you go back home, umakadish. Oh, and makadish. And finally, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you want to, you can finish everything first. This is a third approach. Finish your whole Seder first, yigmar kol, bebeso, and then go to other people's homes and say kiddush for them, and don't eat anything at all, as we learned earlier. Oh, because you already ate the afikoman, and you can't eat after the afikoman. Okay. So that's Siman Tav Pei Dalet. Let's continue. Siman Tav Pei He. This is about a person who swears not to eat matzah. Amar Shvua Shelo Ochal Matzah Stam. I'm not going to eat matzah. Asher Lelcha Matzah B'Lel Pesach. So the Shvua works, and he can't eat matzah B'Lel Pesach. Aye, he's Nishba Levatelis HaMitzvah, because you have to eat matzah at Lel HaSeder. But the lacha is that if you're kolel, if you include in the shvua something which is not a mitzvah, so the shvua is chal on that, and once the shvua is chal on that, it's chal on the entire, on everything in the shvua, even the matzah's mitzvah. The shvua chal, a shvua works, b'kolel zarim ha'mutarim v'varim ha'asurim. If you include things that are mutter together with things that are aser, the shvua works. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that the poskim say you should undo your shvua. In other words, mitzvah lahatir shvua, so trying to find a way to matzah the shvua, so you can do the mitzvah to say avachilas matzah. But until you do that, tak is asur to eat matzah that night. But if you said, amar shvua shelo ochal matzah b'lel Pesach, if you just said, I won't eat matzah b'lel Pesach tonight, well, that's a shvua to mbata le mitzvah. That's a shvua shav. You can't make a shvua like that, but you did. That's a shvua shav. A shvua, a wasted shvua that has no meaning, so you get malchus for that. Loke, v'yocha matzah b'lel Pesach. You're loke, and the shvua doesn't count. The shvua is not chal. The shvua is not chal. Okay, and you get malchus, and you have to eat the matzah because the shvua is not chal. Now, the Mishnah Berurah raises a fascinating question. What if a person says, I won't eat matzah during the week of Pesach. So then l'chora, even though he mentioned the word Pesach, but still he included other days, the days that are mutter to eat. V'meila the shavua is chal, just like in the first case of the Mishnah, the first case of the Shulchan Aruch. Good, so that makes sense. Based on that, the Be'er Lacha has a question. If a person says, I swear not to eat matzah the night of Pesach. Now, wait a second. We learned this earlier. Many poskim hold that the mitzvah of matzah goes only until Chatzos. So the issur is only until Chatzos. Excuse me, the mitzvah is only until Chatzos. So your shvua is mevatel that mitzvah, but the shvua includes the rest of the night. And the rest of the night, taka, there's no mitzvah. So you call all this man haptur with this man achiyuv. Memele, the shvua should be chal, because whenever you call el more, the shvua is chal, it's not a shvua shav. And l'chora, that doesn't fit in the lashon of Shulchan Aruch. That's the lashon of Shulchan Aruch. It's hard to say the Shulchan Aruch is only talking about that opinion, that the mitzvah of matzah is the whole night. So the Be'er Lacha says, maybe you can say a dochak, that once a person says, I'm making a shvua not to eat matzah, b'lel Pesach, what he means is, the time of the mitzvah. That's what he meant. Meaning until Chatzos, according to that opinion, he says, but that's dochak. That's a dochak teretz. And the Mishnah is nishar b'tzarichim. Hitaka points out that if that's the intention, that it's only when there's a mitzvah, then according to that sheet, you'd be able to eat matzah after Chatzos, because the shvuah is only until Chatzos. And that's not what it sounds like in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, it's a very interesting discussion, a lumdish discussion in the Berlach. Okay, we'll stop here.